for WKU Public Radio. I'm Lisa Autry. Utility officials in Kentucky and Tennessee say a new scam has spread into the region, claiming there's a federal bailout program to help you pay your utility bills. As Dan Maudlin reports, identity thieves are trying to obtain Social Security numbers and other personal information by talking about a bailout program that doesn't exist.
Consumer protection specialists say the scam has spread quickly across the United States, tricking thousands of people into providing Social Security numbers and personal information to scam artists. MSNBC reported that about 2,000 utility customers in Tampa were tricked in a single day, and an estimated 10,000 people have fallen victim to the ploy in New Jersey.
They've introduced this into our area, and the victims, they're telling them, persuading them that there is a special federal government assistance program. Sometimes it's being described as a bailout authorized by President Barack Obama's administration.
Miles McDaniel is a marketing manager with Bowling Green Municipal Utilities. He says in recent days some customers have contacted the utility with questions about the phony offer.
The victims are given a bank account and a routing number to use when paying their utility bill online, but only after they register by surrendering their Social Security number and also other personal information. And that's how they are stealing their identities. And so basically they are receiving a fraudulent routing number for their Social Security numbers.
And McDaniel says since the so-called utility bailout program doesn't really exist, those who fall for the ploy eventually find that their utility bills haven't been paid and they've provided personal information and Social Security numbers to con artists. Kentucky Attorney General Jack Conway has issued a press release warning Kentucky consumers about the utility bill payment scam.
Whoever's behind it, and we're working to try to figure out who that is, they're using in-person solicitations, flyers, social media, phone calls, text messages. It's a multi-state scheme, and they're trying to say that the president has approved special funding through the Federal Reserve Bank for utility bill assistance, and that they'll pay your utility bills for a month or something like that. And the payments are later rescinded because they provide fake account numbers. What they're trying to, these individuals are trying to do is get their hands on the Social Security numbers of these particular individuals who might fall victim to this scam, and that leads to identity theft. So we just want to remind people, don't give out your Social Security number to anyone who's doing this. Don't give your credit card number to an online vendor unless you know the site is encrypted and is secure. Don't write your Social Security number on your checks. Don't give out information to people who contact you like this. It's almost a surefire way to get scammed.
Attorney General Conway says his Consumer Protection Division would like to hear from residents of Kentucky if they are contacted about this utility bailout scam.
We recommend that they contact the local utility, but also contact us at the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Hotline. That's 1-888-432-9257. That's 888-432-9257. Or they can go online to our website at ag.ky.gov, and there's a section for consumer protection complaints there as well, and we can follow up that way.
Consumer protection specialists say this particular scam is more involved than many others, with false information being distributed through phone calls, emails, Facebook messages, and through flyers handed out door to door. Again, that consumer protection hotline number here in Kentucky, 1-888-432-9257. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Maudlin.